The sixth word from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 29 and 30. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. For being such a tiny word, it can be terribly problematic. What is it? It is finished. But is Jesus simply saying that his life is done and this is the end of the story? If that's the case, what's the point? Surely this is not where the story ends. It is finished. These words seem dark and frightening as we think of a world that would brutalize and kill the very one who came to save it. And yet, even in this dark hour, Jesus seems collected. He knows what is happening. Jesus seems to know that there is something bigger in the it than one human life. If this were simply Jesus conceding that the world has won and his life is over, then surely we have no hope in this dark and dreary world. But the Jesus that John writes about is not so easily beaten. The Jesus that John talks about is the very Word of God, the light in the darkness, a light that cannot be extinguished. The Jesus that John writes about has a very clear mission and sense of what his ministry on earth is to be. This death, this ending, this finish, it's not an interruption of his ministry. It's not a life cut short. Jesus, the Word of God, the light in the darkness, came to earth for something greater than just teaching and healing. There's a Joan Osborne song from the 1990s that asks, "What if God was one of us?" That song always both intrigued me and drove me crazy all at the same time. God was one of us. But then again, God wasn't just a slob like one of us. Here in the Gospel of John, we see that even at the end of his earthly life, Jesus is in control of his mission and of his ministry. He's not just some stranger on a bus trying to make his way back home. So what is it? What is finished? It is the earthly mission of Jesus. Jesus declares on his own terms that he is done with his work on earth. But Jesus is not leaving us alone to figure out what he did and said by ourselves. This is not a hopeless finish, but it is a victory. This is not the end of the story, this is the climax. This is where a glimmer of hope starts to appear as we see Jesus not as just a man suffering for being nice, but as the ruler of the universe, in control, even in the dying moments of his earthly life. Amen.